This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Science fiction dystopian film, but it's the real world. Little girls playing with baby dolls, putting their face masks on. I mean, you realize how much of a joke it is when Alex purchased this little buddy's face mask. I don't know where he got it, but it's a little buddy's. It's for your kid to wear a face mask. And oh, look, it's fun. It's got a little animal. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like a triple layered thing. There's no way you can even breathe through this thing. It's like suffocating your child with a pillow. But it's your little buddy. It's your face mask. And then the kids think that that's normal. So then they play with baby dolls, putting face masks on their baby dolls. Now they're going to grow up thinking to torture their newborns. And then on the back of your little buddy, it says, do not sleep in little buddy's mask. Oh, I wonder why. And it says, if you have difficulty breathing while wearing your little buddy, remove it immediately. Oh, yes. And then it's got like even more. So the whole thing is already like a pillow or a stuffed animal to suffocate your child with. But then you can even look. They have a little added layer here if you want to shove another face mask into there. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, you got, yeah, your child just fainted. But don't worry, it didn't get COVID. I mean, what is this planet doing? Oh, yeah, the aliens have already came and went, folks. They wanted nothing to do with us. Australia approves COVID vaccine mandate for adults. They think they have 75% vaccination rate right now amongst adults. I guess they want 100. Good medical fascism over there. So the mandates keep getting worse in the prison colony known as Australia. Meanwhile, EU Parliament members call for freedom, end of COVID lockdown, censorship, and discrimination. So you're really starting to get the picture now. It's kind of like at the beginning of Donald Trump running for office, where it was really obvious, okay, who's going to lie? Who's going to be real? Who's going to tell the truth about Trump? Who's going to do what they're told and say what they're told to say about Trump? You're kind of reaching that level with COVID. So you still had some true believers, oh, COVID, oh, vaccines, all this stuff. No, the true believers are now realizing they were lied to. The true believers are now realizing that they were fooled. And all these vaccinated people are getting sick. It's like there's an Italian MEP, I don't have time to play this clip, but we can play it later, who's asking. He's like, I don't understand. We vaccinated the country, we got 90% of people vaccinated, and we've got more COVID than ever. What's going on? Yeah, the vaccines destroy your immune system, make you more likely to get COVID, and cause variants. Just like all the health experts, doctors, and neurologists that we've talked to in the last 2 years said it would, because that's the science. That's the science. Now, back to the U.S. Overall COVID cases plunged by one-third in U.S. over the last 24 hours. You know what I think this is about? Because, folks, they still send out the notifications. Our local government here in Austin still tells us the hospitals are overwhelmed. Every week, the hospitals are at 100% capacity, and every week, then it's 200%, 500%, 1,000% capacity. My God, they're falling off the roofs. They're falling off the rafters. They're climbing up the windows to get to the hospitals in Austin. It's crazy, is what they want you to believe. Of course, they're all empty. They always have been. But the reason why I think these cases are going down is because people are just done playing. They've already tested positive once, twice, three times. They've already gotten one, two, three vaccines, and they're still getting sick. They're not dying from COVID. Their friends aren't dying from COVID, but they are getting vaccine side effects. They are still getting COVID. So I think this is just finally people done. People are finally just done playing COVID. They're done.
Overall COVID cases plunged by one-third in U.S. in 24 hours because people are done playing. Ezra Levant from the Rebel News on the other side. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Don't miss it.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we have seen some terrifying stuff coming out of Nazi Germany. Trudeau's Canada. Really scary stuff. And we played the Trudeau clip where if you don't get a vaccine, you're a racist. We played the clip where you have young kids who are taught to call the police on their parents if they don't take a vaccine. It's really disturbing. Ezra Levant is with us from RebelNews.com, up there stationed in Canada. Ezra, give us the update as things are looking more dystopic whenever Trudeau talks or you see these wild, psychotic leftists going on the media and just brainwashing their children. What about the people, though? I feel like people aren't buying this. I feel like Canadians are sick of this. What is kind of the balancing act right now in Canada with the tyrannical, corrupt leadership of Trudeau and then the people that want to be free?
Well, I think there's a real divide. It's, a statistician would call it a bimodal distribution. You have a group of people, you could call them contrarians, dissidents, skeptics, whatever you want to call them, that is more adamant and more resolved than ever. But you have on the other side a group of Canadians who are obedient, passive, and scared. And I think that Trudeau is emphasizing this polarization and division. He's taken opinion polls, and he believes that the group of Canadians who are obedient and passive is larger than the other group, so he's decided to cast his lot in with them. And as with any authoritarian, he needs a good scapegoat for things not going well. So as with any blue state governor, when things don't go the way they're supposed to, you need a scapegoat. Trudeau is now blaming the unvaccinated. He does interviews where he says, should we even tolerate them? Should they even have rights? He's already answered that question. In Canada, it is illegal to board an airplane if you're not vaxxed. It is illegal to board a train if you're not vaxxed. It's illegal to board a ship if you're not vaxxed. This is the second largest
country
in the world.
And these are public transit systems, correct?
Public and private. So you cannot get on Air Canada if you are not vaxxed. So like I say, this is the second largest country in the world. You can't get around Canada. You could just stay in your neighborhood. But to stop anyone traveling, foreign or domestic, it truly is so harsh, I think Americans would be shocked to know of it. But that's not all. The province of Quebec, which is where Trudeau himself is from, brought back its curfew. They just lifted it again, but for the second time they had their curfew. A curfew, that's what children are subjected to by parents. But this curfew was whether you were sick or healthy, whether you were vaccinated or not, treating innocent people like criminals. And that's the crazy thing, is I mentioned that group of Canadians who were passive and obedient, the folks who brag about being triple masked or whatever. they're still being punished too. They were still subject to the curfew in Quebec, in Ontario, where things are locked down in various degrees. So even if you're compliant, that doesn't buy your freedom. It just shows what you're willing to put up with.
Now, let's talk about the truckers that are protesting the vaccine mandate. They have been blocking traffic to and from the U.S.-Mexico border. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the videos. I'm sure you have, too, where the truckers are warning, like, hey, look, we don't want to do this. We don't want to see the supply chain shut down. But this is a warning that you're not going to have food on your shelves. You're not going to have supplies. You're not going to be able to get anything. Hospital equipment, we're shutting it down because of this tyrannical mandate. I stand with them. I think they're doing the right thing. But what is the current status on that? Has there been any effort by Trudeau to stop the mandates to get the supply chains back up and rolling?
Well, it was very strange because he backtracked for one day and then he doubled down again. Let me say two things. I mentioned how Canada is so large a country. That's obviously true. We're also the most northern country when you look at us, the geography here. So where do we get our fruits and vegetables? Where do we get a lot of our food, especially during the wintertime? There are wheat fields in Canada, and there are ranchers, but a lot of it comes from the United States, a lot of it by truck. And so, you know, you got a cold country where you can't grow a lot of things in the winter, and you're going to crack down on truckers? And let me just throw this at you. You know, if you want to make the case for someone working in a long-term care home or seniors home getting vaxxed, I may disagree with you, but I can understand why you're focused on those old folks' homes. But other than someone who works in a lighthouse, I can't think of anyone who is more isolated, remote, than a long-distance trucker. They're in the cab by themselves, or maybe with their wife sometimes. They drive together. They often sleep in their own cab. They fill up for gas on their own. Like, it really is a reclusive, isolated life. And to insist that someone who's basically in their own box all day be jabbed for the privilege of bringing you fruit and vegetables is purely punitive. There is no science behind it. There's no epidemiology. There's no public health behind it. It's purely about showing who's boss. But as you can see, those truckers, maybe they've got a little bit of the dissident spirit in them. And so far, this is the strongest protest in Canada yet.
And we salute them. They're doing the right thing. And really, it's the Canadian people that need to be now looking at Trudeau saying, hey, stop these mandates. We want food on our shelves. But, you know, getting back to Trudeau, what is with this guy? I mean, he's like a shell of a man. He has the smiling face as he brings in the most dystopian tyranny that Canada's ever seen. He says, oh, I locked down the government. I shut things down, but I'm going to blame the unvaccinated. And by the way, they're also racist and misogynist. He says it all with a smile, but there's like no. Who is the man behind the Trudeau mask? Who runs Trudeau? How does this guy function on a daily basis? He seems to be a nothing but smiles as he brings tyranny to Canada.
Well, there's something sociopathic about him, and let me explain what I mean by that. He dresses in blackface. You know what I mean by that? He gets shoe polish or whatever, makes his
literally
face
multiple
black.
Times.
So many times that when a reporter asked him, he said, can you narrow it down to like the closest 10? How many times have you done that? He said it was so many times he lost track. He did it.
Which time I did blackface? That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
He actually has a kit, like sometimes you might have like a trunk with old Halloween costumes. He has like a kit, a blackface kit, and he would break it out that was his move. And he did that in three decades of his life, as a teenager, in his 20s, and in his 30s. So this was not some one-off gaffe. This was like if you had a special trick, if you knew how to juggle, or if you knew how to, if you were a great, I don't know, whistler or something. This was his party trick. So the guy who does blackface so many times, he can't even count, is saying you're racist if you don't get vaxxed. Trudeau admitted to sexually assaulting a young woman named Rose Knight in Creston, British Columbia. He apologized to her and said, oh, I'm sorry, she experienced it differently. Yeah, she called it, she said he groped her. That's sexual assault. So you got a male feminist who gropes and sexually assaults a woman saying, if you're anti-vax, you are misogynist. You got a serial blackface clown saying, if you were opposed to the vax, you're racist. It's that leftist move of projecting everything he does on you. So he's the tyrant, but he'll call you tyrannical. He's the one who's abridging civil liberties, but he'll say you're the one endangering democracy. He really has figured it out, and it's no surprise that he, like his father Pierre Trudeau 30, 40 years ago, says that authoritarian regimes are his role model. I don't know if you know this, but when Trudeau was first running to be prime minister, he was asked an unscripted question. He was asked, what country do you most admire? And I don't think he was ready for that, so he answered honestly. He said, China.
Incredible. Andrew LeVant, we got to go to a break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Highlighted perfectly by Ezra Levant in the last segment. I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, it's beyond irony. It's beyond hypocrisy. It's just, it's complete inverse reality where Justin Trudeau, and again, you know, hey, look, I'm not the one complaining when Jimmy Kimmel wears blackface or Ralph Northam dresses up as a Ku Klux Klan guy with a guy in blackface. Or that's the left's deal. That's the left's bag. Everything's racist. You can't do blackface and all this stuff. But their people do it and it's fine. But so Trudeau, famous for doing blackface, as you said, he has a blackface kit. And then he says, if you don't get a vaccine, you're a racist. And then you were talking about the little girl that Trudeau had the groping incident with. Was that the same girl that he had the, I think it was a $2.2 million settlement with, and with an NDA not to talk about that relationship? Is that the same girl or is that a different girl?
No, I don't know the veracity of that NDA story. I'm talking about Rose Knight. She was a reporter in the town of Creston, British Columbia, and he groped her at some festival, and she wrote about it the next day, including his half apology where he said, oh, sorry, if you were a reporter, if I knew you were a reporter, I wouldn't have done that to you. Trudeau was later asked about that in the House of Commons, in the foyer of the House of Commons, and he said, well, she just experienced it differently. So he didn't deny it. In fact, I'm not even going to call it an apology. He said, I'm sorry, I wouldn't have done that to you if I knew you were a reporter. Her name was Rose Knight, and that was in Creston, B.C. He didn't pay her any money for that. But I think Justin Trudeau, you have to look at where he comes from. His father was a great fan of Castro, would visit all the time. His father went to the Soviet Union. His father said, Siberia is the future. He said that to his kids. His father went to communist China. Like, he went there on personal trips. It's like Bernie Sanders going to Moscow on his honeymoon. But Trudeau Sr. did that in China and the Soviet Union. And so Justin Trudeau's the same way. There's no tyranny, there's no dictatorship he doesn't love. And when he said, as I mentioned just before the break, that he was asked, what's your country you most admire? He said, China. But he didn't say, like, there's things I love about China. I like the food. I like the history, the culture. I find the language interesting. There's a lot of the archaeology. There's a lot of very admirable things about China. The one thing that's so awful about it is the dictatorship. But Trudeau literally said he admired, quote, their basic dictatorship, unquote, because it allowed them to move on a dime without democracy, without consultations. So the one thing that is so odious about China, the Communist Party dictatorship, is the one thing he singled out to admire. He doesn't admire it for its history, its language, its culture, its art, its, you know, any of that. He admires it because it's a tyranny. So is it a surprise that this guy is running Canada in an unfree way? And the problem is, it's not just Trudeau. We have 10 provinces. Each one of them is enforcing mandates too. Each of these provinces and the federal government has an official opposition. Every opposition party is in support of the lockdowns, too. So in the name of fairness, Owen, I can't put this all on Justin Trudeau's head. The curfew I mentioned in Quebec wasn't Trudeau's. It was the provincial government. The lockdowns in my province of Ontario wasn't Trudeau. It was the so-called conservative government here. There is no Ron DeSantis of Canada. There is no Florida, Texas, South Dakota in Canada. Mm-hmm. All 10 provinces have a form of lockdown. All 10 provinces have mask rules. And there is no single opposition leader in this country, not one, in any of the provinces or the federal government. Not one.
Boy, that's really sad. And, you know, I didn't intend to make the whole thing about Trudeau. I just find it hilarious, the hypocrisy of it all, just the madness of it all. And, you know, it seems to me, too, that Trudeau has probably never experienced the real world a day in his life. He was probably pampered growing up, flew around the world to these communist countries. All he saw was the riches. All he saw was the fabulous wealth and the castles and the kingdom. So, yeah, he probably thought, oh, wow, this is great, never really getting to experience the real world. And now he thinks, oh, I'll just do mandates. I'm a hero for it. But let's step back from Trudeau for a second, because I know you've seen this video where you have French children with their parents, like, bragging about it, and then a live studio audience cheering them on, saying, I will turn in my father, I will turn in my mother, I will turn in my brother if they don't take the vaccine, if they don't adhere to strict mandates. I mean, that is straight out of the Hitler Youth. I mean, literally out of the playbook. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you call them French. They're French Canadians, so they're Quebecers. As you know, Canada is about 75% English speaking, but or a little bit more than that. But Quebec, which has 8.5 million citizens, so it's about the same size as Virginia population wise. Quebec is majority French speaking. So although they speak French and everything's in French, they are in Canada, just north of New York, frankly, and you can see in that video you're playing on the screen right now that routinely Quebec TV shows have these kids. And, you know, I mean, a kid will say anything they're told to say or taught to say. So it's not like they have some prophetic wisdom, like a miracle child who has some, like, these are just repeaters. Like, they're not, I mean, even a teenager can have their own thoughts. But you're talking to kids who are 8, 9, 10 years old. They're just repeating what their parents said.
Or, so yeah, I'll give you a lollipop. I'll give you candy. Say the mask is good. Wear the mask.
Yeah, so you have grown-up journalists who ask these children of tender years, what should we do with the unvaxxed? And the language is shocking. It's stunning TV, like it's gripping television, to see smiling, beautiful children say, you know, cut them off from society, arrest them, take them away. It's like that old movie, Children of the Corn. There's something terrifying. A lot of horror movies have children who become demonic because it's so contrary to type. Like, children are lovable, they're pure, they're in that Eden time, that Garden of Eden before the fall. Like, they are not yet tarnished by grown-up thoughts. So when you have this little angel, this little cherub, say, throw them in jail, it's almost demonic. It's like the child is possessed. And like, it's riveting TV, but it's super gross that their parents have inculcated them with that fear and that terror. It's super gross that journalists are interviewing them as if they're a source of wisdom. And it's super gross that millions of Quebecers seem to agree.
Well, and to me, it's political indoctrination. I mean, politics is nasty. Politics is vicious. I mean, it's like you want to keep that above your children, at least until they can maybe start to formulate some politics of their own or get a job or something. But no, it's like, let's politically indoctrinate our children before they can even think for themselves.
Well, I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book. I mean, every tyrant knows that. In the Soviet Union, you had the young pioneers. In Nazi Germany, they had the Hitlerjugend, the Hitler Youth. Let me tell you a very quick story about, I see we're almost out of time.
Yeah, let's do this, Ezra. Why don't you just hold that thought until the break, and then we'll pick it right back up with this story, and that way you can have more time to tell it on the other side. I'm sure it's going to be a great one. Ezra Levant with us. RebelNews.com, just a great source in Canada for truth and information. And we're glad he's with us here today. And remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, you shopping there makes all this possible so we can get the great guests like Ezra on.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ezra Levant with us. Ezra, you were about to tell a story before we had to go to that break. Go ahead and tell that story now.
I'll tell it, but you know what? Given your audience, I bet you most of your viewers know the story, but permit me for those who don't. In the former Soviet Union, they had only one youth organization. It wasn't the Boy Scouts. It wasn't like Pioneers. It was called the Young Pioneers. And it was a communist youth league. And every young pioneer had to wear a little lapel pin right here that had a face of a child on it. Well, who was that? Was it Lenin? No. Was it Stalin? No. The face was of a young Ukrainian boy named Pavel Morozov. I don't know if you know the story. And he was given the title Informant Number One. Why? Who was he? What did he inform? Well, he overheard his own parents, who were farmers, they were called kulaks by the Soviets, who said they didn't want to be collectivized into a communist farm, as Stalin was doing. That was the Holodomor, the man-made famine and genocide that Stalin perpetrated against Ukrainian farmers and others, too. So this young boy, Pavel, overheard his parents disagree with Stalin. And he was indoctrinated by the Soviets, by school, by whatever. So according to legend, and what I mean by that is this is the official story that the young pioneers taught all the kids, Pavel Morozov turned in his own parents to the secret police. And for that act of loyalty to the Communist Party, putting the Communist Party ahead of his own flesh and blood, turning in his own parents to the state, that was the ultimate expression of what being a young pioneer was. And every young person in the Soviet Union who joined their version of the Boy Scouts, young pioneers, wore a little button with a picture of Pavel Morozov's face in it. Imagine what they were teaching. There, yeah, it's on the screen right now. Teaching you that as a child, your allegiance is not to God, not to church, not to your family, not to the parents who gave you life, but to the Soviet Communist Party. And imagine parents seeing their child come home with that in the house. And I tell you this because the Hitlerjugend was the same way, the Hitler Youth, the young pioneers in the Soviet Union, and now you have these children being weaponized against dissenters, against their own parents, perhaps. It is the lowest of the low. It is the most tyrannical. It's designed to destroy families. It's horrific.
And, you know, in that same vein, because, by the way, evil dictators know that, obviously, children disobey their parents and at sometimes, you know, feel very negatively towards their parents. They don't mean it when they say they hate you, but, you know, it happens. And so they, oh, let's take advantage of that. We'll get that window of opportunity. They'll turn in their parents. They'll feel great about it. And then we'll have no dissent. But, you know, in kind of a different vein there, I don't know if you saw the clip, we played it earlier, of the young girl on British news show, Good Morning Britain, where she starts crying, talking about how all the COVID mandates and school shutdowns and everything has ruined her life. And she starts crying. And I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I don't have kids. I'm not sure if you have kids or not. I know you're married, but I was hearing some other news show hosts talk about this, saying how... And I've heard this before. A lot of these leaders that join the World Economic Forum or specifically in Europe, they don't have kids. And so it's like they don't really care about the future. They don't really care about the world they're leaving for their kids because they don't have any kids, where the people that do have kids and see the world that they're leaving for them, seeing all the tyranny, seeing the world government, seeing the expansion of government powers, I mean, just all of it, they fret. They get scared. They don't want that to be the future for their kids, so they stand up. They resist it, whereas it's the people with no children that seem to be ushering that in. I mean, what do you make of how evil it is to create this planet for future generations, a planet of tyranny, a planet of medical fascism, a planet of a one-world massive government that runs their lives? I mean, certainly anybody that has children wouldn't want that.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I'm just thinking. I think Angela Merkel, who for the longest time was the German chancellor, I don't think she had kids. I think her predecessor, Gerhard Schroeder, I don't think he had kids. I don't think Emmanuel Macron has kids. He himself was a child when he was groomed by his teacher. I don't know if you know the story of who
his
wife is. It was his school teacher who was married, and young Emmanuel was a homewrecker. Very odd. So it is quite something when people with no real stake in the future have plans for your own kids. And I saw just the other day an ad for MSNBC in your country where some pundit said we have to treat children as not owned by one family, but owned by the village, and we all have to.
Yeah, that's Melissa Harris Perry. Yeah, right there. Yep.
That's exactly right. And that's really in sync with what we're hearing from teachers' unions across America. Parents don't have the rights. Parents don't have the right to know what's going on. Parents don't get to choose what kids learn. I think it is part of the same thing. I did see that clip of Sophie Corcoran on GB News, and kids have been weaponized, and kids have been punished. It is not normal to wear a mask all day. Even, I don't know if you remember in 2020, when you had all these nurses and doctors take selfies of how their face was sort of bruised from wearing tight goggles or a mask all day.
Oh, yeah, or like the mask breakouts. Right. Yeah, they had like breakouts of like acne and stuff all over. Yeah.
And you're imposing that on children who have a negligible risk from the virus at all, who, by the way, you know, these kids drop the mask on the floor, they have the mask when they're eating. Like the mask is not a hygienic thing unless you're quite meticulous about it. These kids aren't kids. Swap them, play with them, throw them around. It's theater, but it's also, I regard the mask as a kind of political flag. It's sort of in the same way that a hijab is a political flag of Islamism. A mask is a flag of lockdownism. It's a statement of who you are, what team you're on. And if you wear a mask, especially if you're vaxxed already, I mean, there's levels of mask purity. Are you double masked or triple masked? Are you wearing an N95? And it's the same thing, well, I'm triple vaxxed and you're just a dirty double vaxxer. I think it's all this new puritanism, and it's all, what tribe are you with? Now, what we've learned in the UK and many other countries is they don't mean it. The ruling class takes off the mask as soon as the camera's off. The ruling class breaks social distancing and has parties and runs around as they like. Trudeau is vicious when passing laws in Canada, but he jet sets and meets with whomever he wants, mask-free for photo ops. So they don't mean it, but there's a phrase I keep seeing, I like it. It's not the hypocrisy of our rulers. Of course they're hypocrites. It's the hierarchy. They want you to know that they're above the law. They're a different class than you. You're a rule follower. They're a rule maker. They don't follow the rules. It's like Leona Helmsley, the old New York heiress who said, you know, taxes are for the little people. Masks are for the little people. You know, no travel is for the little people. It's the same with climate change. You have Al Gore and Leo DiCaprio in private jets and yachts telling you to have a smaller carbon footprint. I think the net effect of the pandemic for the last 2 years is to show that that kind of climate hypocrisy and climate hierarchy is in every institution in America and Canada across the West. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think trust even in doctors has got to be at an all-time low. Because the good doctors are silenced out of fear, because the bad doctors will suspend them or demonize them. I think we're in the worst of times.
It's all true. It's Ezra Levant. It's rebelnews.com. Ezra, we thank you so much for joining us today, your time, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Canada, that some leader steps up to free you guys from this medical tyranny.
Well, thanks very much for your time and for having me. Good luck.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I will get into some of the other news. I don't know how much it matters now, but we do have some more results from vote audits from 2020 in Wisconsin, and, well, they show what we knew all along.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, the story is at Infowars.com, shared by the Epoch Times. Researcher calls out censorship after journal pulls COVID-19 vaccine adverse events analysis. And so I thought, you know, why don't I bring that old chart back out, which is just the bar graph of the vaccine adverse reaction U.S. government reporting website. And that's vaccine deaths. And this was that number is actually probably from October or November. In fact, you know what, guys? Here, let me just come back to that, because I drove around with this in, I guess it was actually maybe the summer. We drove around in the truck with some other info warriors and my crew with four of those signs showing the people the bar graph of the vaccine deaths. But it's over 20,000 now. But let me just step back, because none of this would even be possible without InfoWarsStore.com. We wouldn't be able to go around with the crew, make these signs in the armored truck, and do all this great work if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, a couple months ago, because we saw that it was needed in the supplement market, we launched two new supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, And that was vitamin Z plus zinc with rose hips. And that was our own version of a whole food multivitamin that we launched at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, for obvious reasons, we chose these supplements to launch new a couple months ago. We all know the great benefits of vitamin C plus zinc, and whole food multivitamins are just one of the most popular things in the supplement market right now. We launched these a few months ago, and they sold out almost immediately. Almost immediately. And so we said, okay, this product is going to be a winner big time. Let's come out with it again, but let's get a bigger order and let's relabel it and have a really clean, professional looking label. And so that's what we've done. It's InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We made a larger order this time because of how quickly it sold out last time, but it could still sell out quick. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've taken multivitamins forever, but the vitamin C plus zinc supplement straight up, great idea by our crew here at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 40% off. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We hope you will take advantage of that. Now, getting back to my point. In fact, I need to do something here, guys. So do we have a – I'll use this pink highlighter. Unless, does somebody have a red marker or something back there? Because I want to do something. Because this VAERS report, in fact, if you got like a walking mic too, come and bring in a walking mic. So guys, let me give you like 30 seconds or a minute to find if you have a red marker or a walking mic. Because I want to do something with this graph that I have here. So they don't want you to know about the vaccines killing people. They don't want you to see the anomalies of vaccine-related deaths since the COVID-19 vaccine, so they censor it everywhere. Researcher calls out censorship after journal pulls COVID-19 vaccine adverse reactions. Jessica Rose didn't ask for any of this. She started to analyze data on adverse reactions after COVID-19 vaccines simply as an exercise to master a new piece of software, but she couldn't ignore what she saw and decided to publish the results of her analysis. The next thing she knew, she was in a bizarro world where her findings were censored and pulled from research journals. So let me do this now, guys. And if we don't have a walking mic, that's fine. I'll just scream, and the mic can probably pick me up. Because I want to go correct this graph. This graph was made in the summer, when I went out with my crew in the armored truck around Austin, Texas, showing this graph, which is already unreal because you never had 1,000 deaths in any single year reported to the VAERS website. The number to close out last year on adverse reaction deaths on the VAERS website was 21,000. So you could say, oh, well, if it's 21,000 out of 200 million, is that really so bad? Well, do you want to be one of the 21,000? Do you want one of your friends to be one of the 21,000? And 21,000 compared to every other year of less than 1,000 is pretty shocking. So, guys, let me just correct this graph as we finally close out the year. So hold on. So here we go. This is an old graph. It needs updated because this number to close out the year is all the way, actually, it's actually way up here off the charts. But we'll just do this. We'll just do this. We'll just fix the graph because it's 21,000 dead from the vaccine, and we'll just do this for you. So here's your updated graph. They don't want you to see this. Fauci doesn't want you to see this. The FDA, the CDC, Pfizer, Moderna, Big Pharma, the Democrats, Biden, they don't want you to see this. So they don't report it. They censor people that do. And I just thought you might want to know. You might want to know, as they push these mandates, You might want to know that more than 21,000 vaccine deaths were reported to the VAERS website in the year 2021. And you can download the Excel spreadsheet. I've done it myself. You can download the Excel spreadsheet, and it's every time you scroll for days, COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. And it's just scroll for hours down the Excel spreadsheet, because it's not just the deaths. This chart is the deaths, but it's the everything. It's the heart attacks. It's the myocarditis. It's the pericarditis. It's the Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's the seizures. It's everything. And researchers just go out there, not even really knowing what they're going to find, and they just take the data from the vaccine adverse reaction website, and they just take it and plug it into a program that just takes raw data and then puts it into graphs and more consumable numbers and information. And she says, like this graph, she says, wow, look at all the adverse reactions to this vaccine. This is crazy. I'm going to publish this. And so she publishes it. And then the journal where it was published says, we're not going to publish that. People can't know about the vaccine adverse reactions. People can't know about the vaccine deaths. So you can still take the vaccine, be my guest, but I just thought you might want this information before you do. And you know what? Let's go ahead and give the left what they want. I'm actually fake news, because I wrote on this graph of vaccine deaths from the year 2021 that it was only 21,000. I'm fake news. It was actually 21,700. So I shouldn't shortchange the other 700 that died from the vaccine. How wrong of me, how rude of me. Their lives mattered too. So it was actually 21,700, and I think 54 was the final number. And they estimate conservatively that they get 10% of adverse reactions. So really you're looking at, if that's true, you're looking at 200,000 people dead from the vaccine, which you wouldn't even know. Because they would just say, oh, it's a heart attack, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, oh, it's COVID, when no, it's really the vaccine, we're just not realizing it or admitting it yet. But, you know, the whole thing is collapsing now, and because we're in the information age, I don't think they're going to be able to just brush this under the rug like they did with the swine flu vaccine. Most people that were around during the swine flu vaccine debacle, with all the lawsuits and stuff that followed, most people still don't really remember that as a major phenomenon or a major news story. And that's because you didn't have the information available and accessible like you do now. Plus, they didn't have the mandates or near the fear mongering over the swine flu like they did with COVID. So they're not going to be able to brush this under the rug. And now that we're over a year into the vaccine and 2 years into COVID, people are finally saying, okay, enough is enough. I didn't die yet. I've had COVID 3 times. I've had 2 vaccines. It didn't make a difference. I'm done playing COVID. So people are finally done playing COVID. But see, the government isn't done playing tyranny. New World Order isn't done playing conquer your ass.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.